Learn how to teach your dog how to be a service dog.
Welcome to From Shelter Dog to Service Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, today is going to be a very exciting show focused on training and what's new and wonderful with our amazing shelter dogs who are becoming stars in their own right. Well, we've got a lot of different things going on and also things in the media. And one of the most important things is we finally have some springtime. I can't even believe it. We actually could be out in short sleeves and not freezing our batooties off. So that's a great thing, but now we have to start being more aware of having our dogs in the car or outside, making sure the dogs have plenty of fresh water and nice cool water, and also making sure that if they are outside, because we are starting up with a little bit warmer weather right now, to make sure that our dogs are going to have proper shelter from the sun. If you do leave your dog in the car, which I don't recommend, but if you do have to leave your dog in the car, like I have to, unfortunately, when I'm doing three classes a day and rehabilitating dogs with behavioral issues, sometimes I do have to leave my dogs in the car. I always make sure I'm parked under a tree and I keep an eye on making sure that the sun is going to be shifting in my favor and that the windows are open quite a bit. I open the sunroof of my SUV. I make sure that all the windows are cracked open and any of the windows that are not near where a dog can get out are open sufficiently so they can have plenty of ventilation. And even then, you still got to check. Don't just sit there and say, oh, yeah, it's fine. It was fine an hour ago, because the sun shifts and you can get some days where even, 70 degrees out, but the dog's in direct sun, it can get well over 110 degrees pretty quickly. So be aware of that. All right. Well, as promised, we're going to talk about the wonderful things happening at UnitedK9Professionals.com and MerlinsKids.org. We have our new class starting. Actually, we started our Thursday night class, and we have the intro class out of the way, and now we've got our learning to begin. Our Wednesday night classes are pretty awesome. We're training people to be service dog and cancer detection handlers. So it's pretty cool, all these wonderful things that we are doing right now. And if you or someone you know or someone you love and would recommend who can pass a clean check with a criminal background, because of course we always rant and rave about this, you've got to be careful who you let in your house. We have to be careful who we let in our company. But assuming that you've got somebody who sounds wonderful and loves dogs, doesn't even matter what country they're in, because we've already got six countries plus a good old U.S. of A. who are on board with our training. So if you happen to know of someone anywhere in the world who is interested in training service dogs or rehabilitating dogs with behavioral issues by using our trademarked and unique natural canine behavior rehabilitation techniques, you can have them contact us at 855, the number 4, the letter K, the number 9, PROS, P-R-O-S, 855-4-K-9-PROS. And we will help you, and you can actually fill out an application online or have the people fill out an application, make sure it's complete, and then one of our team members will get back to you within 24 hours normally, and this way you can see if you might have what it takes to be a United Canine Professional team member anywhere in the country or anywhere in the world. Right now we have six countries represented, including some countries in Europe. We've got Asia representative, South America, and Europe. Actually, we've got Europe, three people in Europe right now. We also have people as far as Fairbanks and Anchorage, Alaska, down to Tallahassee, Florida, out to Sacramento, California, out to Mexico, the western coast there, all the way up to New England. So we really have a lot of people. But you know something? We need more people. We need more amazing people who love dogs and want to make a difference and want to help save the 4 million dogs being euthanized every single year because of mild or minor or substantial behavioral issues that we at United Canine Professionals can fix. So So, for instance, in the last couple of days, I've done about 7 or 8 classes, and all of these dogs lately have been biting children. I don't know what it is, but there's definitely a definite glut of dogs biting children, and 6 or 7 out of the 10 dogs who have bitten children in the face. Facial bites are perhaps the worst because, you know, we associate them with being disfigured and all that. But when you have a dog who is a little dog and you have babies under 4 years of age, and yes, there are a lot of people like my wonderful clients today who are very careful and who something just happened and they took it as a wake-up call. But my question is, why do you leave a 10-month-old who's just learning how to walk alone with a 75-pound dog? I don't care whose dog it is. I don't care if it's the best dog in the world. I don't trust children around animals because kids do weird things. They scream, they punch, they poke, they pull. They do all kinds of things that a dog is not going to understand. It's like, oh, he's just a little baby. So it's really, really important for us all to make other people around us, with or without children, aware that there is hope and help for your dog at UnitedCanineProfessionals.com. One of the other things, of course, our boy Wyatt, who is not just my dog, but he is the world's dog. Wyatt has all kinds of really cool things coming out, including book series and stuffed animals and bracelets and all kinds of things. You definitely want to keep, in the next couple of weeks, keep your eyes open for all the wonderful fundraisers that we're doing for Merlin's kids and for receiving, more money to come in so we can rescue more dogs from shelters and rescues, rehabilitate those dogs, and then train them to be service dogs for special needs kids. Now, you've all heard me go on my rant, and I understand that maybe you don't want to hear it, but unfortunately, it's just the way the world is right now. Unfortunately, because of the new, it's not even laws, but it's the new way in which people are interpreting things, we are now seeing people dragging their pet in places that the dog should not be. And I just want to ask all of you who do not have a disability, who don't need a service dog, a legitimate service dog, please think about the fact that what you are doing, bringing dogs into places and claiming to have them be service dogs and getting a fake certificate online with a little fake card, we're going to be cracking down on you, and especially on the people who are making money and charging people. Even though they say they're not charging, but people are charging tens of thousands of dollars. And the new thing that everybody's trying to do is to train service dogs, quote-unquote, for veterans. Well, those are PTSD dogs. And I was just speaking with a wonderful veteran from the Sacramento, California area. The guy's awesome. He's got 5 or 6 major things that he needs this dog for. And I don't want somebody in, you know, Midwest or wherever it is, to be running around saying that you're training service dogs or trained for service dogs, and your dog is going to go and attack the dog that I just spent 6 or 8 months training for a specific need or many specific needs of a person who can't live without that dog. And we do train emotional support animals. They're not service dogs. They're emotional support animals. They can have wonderful purposes, and we certainly have done a number of them. But don't call something what it's not. And if you think that keeping a dog in your house for a week or two and then giving it out and claiming that it's going to be this highly trained service dog, you're ripping people off and you're ruining it for the people who really need it. So please think about that. All right, well, the next segment we're going to go into, as promised, some of the wonderful things going on and the different training techniques. You're not going to want to miss it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Share the amazing stories of shelter dogs whose lives are changed by changing others.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. all natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo, healthy.
Share the incredible process of shelter dogs whose lives are saved and are saving the lives of special needs children.
And welcome back to From Shelter Dog to Service Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, as promised, we are going to be talking about the wonderful new opportunities and happenings at United Canine Professionals and Merlin's Kids. We also have some amazing things with our new group that is doing what I've been doing for many years and has saved my life certainly once and the lives of many of the people I know by predicting early cancers. We are doing something that no one else is doing. We're actually training dogs to detect cancers in the body in real time. It is amazing. I don't want to let too much out right now because we'll have every Tom, Dick, and Fido trying to figure out what we're doing. But if you do want to learn how to do this, we offer classes. If you want to learn how to do this and be certified by the originators of this technique and of this class, you can join up with United Canine Professionals or Merlin's Kids with our new program, our SD2 program. Now, the great thing about that is we are using primarily, and right now it's over 90%, of the dogs that we are using for our programs, not only at Merlin's Kids, but at our new program for the cancer detection, we're actually using rescue dogs. So we just picked up 7 different dogs from Georgia. They are totally awesome. We've been doing beautifully with all of them. We've got an incredible foster, lovely, lovely woman who has 2 beautiful children and has been helping us enormously in making sure that these dogs who we have chosen from the shelters are good temperament-wise. They're not dog-aggressive. They're not cat-aggressive. They can be around people. And that process usually takes about 4 months. Sometimes it can take a little more than that, depending on what we're able to train the dog to do. But the greatest thing about that is we are taking dogs who would have been dead, and we're giving them new, wonderful jobs. Now, I've been doing this since 1985. That was when I first incorporated my first behavior company with dogs and horses. So I've been doing this a long time, and I think part of my skepticism and cynicism is not only my Columbia University education in 3 years with 2 degrees and 4 minors, and still I was never busy enough for myself. I just keep wanting to go and do more. But I think the biggest thing is that my mind never stops. My mind goes 24 hours a day. And I think about ways to make things better and ways to educate people in a better way. So I think when you have that kind of a brain that just doesn't stop and is always trying to think to do something better is where some of these great inventions that we've had throughout our, you know, history of the planet have actually come from, where you had people who had great ideas, and we welcome, there are a lot of great thinkers out there, many, many, many hundreds and hundreds of people who have brilliant ideas. We want to hear your brilliant ideas. We have one of our wonderful, wonderful people, Becca, who is in the Baltimore area, who has a wonderful idea that we have taken at Merlin's Kids, and we are going to be running with this idea, and Becca will be in charge of it since it was her brilliant idea. And quite honestly, it is a brilliant idea. She's got a great thing, and I'm not going to give you the name, but it's adorable, and we are trademarking the name right now. But you can basically take a dog. If you're not sure if you need a dog or if you'd like to have a dog, you can do a short-term foster and have that dog in your house, in your lives, and determine over the course of a week or two or a month if you think that that dog is a good dog for you, or if you say, wow, I just don't even want a dog. That's really going to be a very important thing, because the problem is that a lot of people do go and get dogs, and then up a week or two later, or a month later, 3 months later, they say, you know what, I really like the dog, but it's just too much, I don't want it. And now they bring the dog back. Well, that's not a problem, except that the more times the dog is returned, even if it's for your error and not anything the dog did, the less chance it has to be adopted by someone else, and the greater chance it has, when it's returned, of people saying, oh, gee, there's a dog, and it keeps getting returned. There must be a reason. And very often there is a reason, but those reasons are fixable. They are fixable. And United Canine Professionals, what we call UKP, UKP can fix any dog. And the only rare exception, and I mean rare exception, is a dog who has some kind of physiological health or brain tumor, some kind of issue that would require medical assistance. That's why sometimes we do refer to veterinarians, because there are certain, very few, but there are certain issues that can arise where, like, an inoperable fungal lesion in the brain, a brain tumor, some kind of serious chemical imbalance. And those things will tend to, be kind of things that are pervasive. They're not things that just kind of pop up, but they're things that are very obvious for a long time, a lot of times neurological issues. So it's not that we can fix a physical issue the same way as your veterinarian who is not trained in behavior can fix a physical issue, but not a behavioral issue. That's why we work hand in hand with so many hundreds of veterinarians around the country, and why I have the great fortune of lecturing at a number of vet schools on canine behavior to their behavior departments. And it's really fun to be able to do that and educate the veterinarians and the future veterinary students of the world on canine behavior and natural canine behavior rehabilitation, which we have as our trademarked, patented, if you would, theory of canine behavior. We didn't get this from somebody else. As a matter of fact, we have learned this through 30 years, and I've been observing dogs since I was actually 17, and I'm not 17 anymore, and noticing that certain things that people do, and in breeding almost 30 years of Rhodesian Ridgebacks, I definitely have learned more from dogs than I will ever learn from a human. The great part about that is when you have a dog with a behavioral issue or you have a dog with a suspected behavioral issue, by changing what we do, we can change what the dog is doing, and that's exciting. So most of what we do is actually working with the family to get them to understand why. And if they understand why, then people will do that because it makes sense. Now, you'll see a lot of people, and you can generally tell, we have well over 100. We have almost 150 after this next class of people who have been trained by us and have been certified by United Canine Professionals. We have an additional almost 400, so I believe about 378 or so, additional people with Merlin's Kids who have been trained in minor natural canine behavior rehabilitation. So they've gotten kind of minors in that instead of full degrees. And then they go into service dog or cancer detection dog training or in-school service dog training, which is really cool, where we actually train the dogs to alert to a child having a meltdown. We also train the dog to be able to do therapeutic facilitation using OTPT and speech therapies, behavioral interventions where we work with our MSWs and our BCBAs, and all these initials making you kind of crazy. You need to call us up and we will explain to you what we do. It is just groundbreaking. We're the only ones in the world doing this. There are certainly other dogs in therapy dog programs in schools, but there's nobody who does what we do. And if they are doing what we do the same way we do it, it's probably because we trained them to do it. If you think you've got what it takes and you want to go into teaching or you want to continue what you're doing in a more meaningful way and loving your job, you need to contact us at 855, the number 4, the letter K, the number 9, PROS, 855-4-K9-PROS, or go to www.unitedk9professionals.com. We will return in a moment with From Shelter Dog to Service Dog. Don't go away.
Learn how to teach your dog how to be a service dog.
Attention all pet lovers. Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust mites and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's pawsnsilk.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Share the amazing stories of shelter dogs whose lives are changed by changing others.
And welcome back to From Shelter Dog to Service Dog with Janice Wolf. And a quick shout out to the future Dr. Jody Joseph up in now recently defrosted Hof of Ithaca, New York at Cornell University College of Veterinary Medicine. Jody, we love you, and you are one of our proudest and most wonderful accomplishments. You are an incredible, not only future veterinarian and vet tech, but you are also amazing at natural canine behavior rehabilitation, and we commend you. We also wanted to give a shout-out to Miss Casey Butler, who has been doing an exemplary job at the Calais School in Whippany, New Jersey, which is really, truly a wonderful program, and Casey has been working with Callie, and those of you who are following us on Facebook, you'll see all the amazing accomplishments that this pair has done. We are so proud. One of the things is I wanted to let everybody know we do have, I know everybody's been asking and waiting, I have two new behavioral books that will be out. One will be the first in a series with my good friend Temple, Temple Grandin, who is going to be putting her final success and good bless, God bless you with this project on the book. I hope next time I see her. One of the wonderful things about that is we've got the one behavioral book that's coming out is really about canine behavior for the people who have a dog with a potential behavioral issue. The other series is going to be, and this isn't the My Name is Wyatt book series, this is a separate one. The second one is really going to be great for those of you who have children with special needs or who are looking to use your dog as a therapy dog. Of course, you're not going to be certified by us, but you can start training your dog to be a therapy dog and to work with children and people in hospitals and so on. If you say, hey, I love this book series, and of course, 100% of the books that I write go directly towards Merlin's kids and towards our programs to rescue more dogs from shelters and rescues and rehabilitate them, train them to become service dogs for kids with autism and other special needs, and veterans, all free of charge. But the other great part of that is, if you are interested and you say, yeah, you know, I love this, I love hearing the stories about these great dogs that come from shelters and come from rescues or strays, and, you know, it's really amazing, I can't believe that you can do this, and the dogs are able to be these, you know, really confident, wonderful dogs when they were fearful or whatever. Well, if you want to learn how to do that, you got to call us, because we're the only ones who do what we do. There are other people who try to copy. There are other people who claim to have teams all across the world. Well, we have an actual team, and we have a wonderful, very large team. And we're looking to expand our team. We don't want people who think they know everything. We want people who love animals, who have a passion for children or a passion to help others. And just because, not because you're going to get something out of it, but we want those people because those are the people with the big hearts who we can place into schools after they're trained for our service dog programs, and they can be therapeutic facilitators and behavioral intervention specialists. And it's a really, really cool new field which we are pioneering. Again, we're not just taking, and service dogs, we're very serious about. Therapy dogs, there are a lot of great therapy dogs, but what I've found, and it's certainly not true with every dog, but I've seen so many therapy dogs who really aren't great with other dogs, or they can only be used with elderly people and not with kids. You know, when you get, it's like having a driver's license, but you get one that's conditional, and it says, well, yes, you will be able to drive only on Route 80 and Route 17, but you're not allowed to drive on Route 46 or Route 44 because your license only allows you or enables you to be able to do certain things and go certain places. That's ridiculous. If you have a service dog, it cannot be reactive to other dogs, to other animals. It can't be reactive to smells of other dogs or hamburgers. It can't be stealing food. It can't be jumping on people. It can't be growling at people. It can't be lunging at kids. It can't be fearful. It's got to be an example. And frankly, I don't care if your dog doesn't, not if this doesn't come out right, but I don't care if your dog doesn't alert you when you're diabetic and you're going to pass out. And not that I don't care, and I hope you have a dog who can do that, which is very easy to train a dog to do. But I do care when your dog lunges at my dog, who is a service dog, or lunges at a child, or goes after another dog or another animal that's in a hospital and starts chasing it down the hallway. That I have a big problem with. And that's really all I want. I just want, if you have a dog and you're going to say it's a service dog, whether it is or not, if your dog is not behaving like a service dog, you can be thrown out of a restaurant. You can be asked to leave, even if it is a legitimate service dog. Now, certainly dogs have off days. People have a lot more off days than dogs, but certainly you can have an off day where the dog sees a dog who attacked it, or a dog sees a person that's got a strange energy, and you have one off day or one off moment, you know, in a year. But if you have an off moment every time, single time you go out, your dog's not a service dog. Don't force that dog to do that, because what you're going to do is you're going to put that dog in a situation that he shouldn't be in. He's going to wind up biting someone or getting in a fight with another dog or getting, you know, jumping on a person or peeing or something or doing something, and it's going to ruin it for every other person and dog who is a legitimate dog. And certainly dogs can go awry, but that's why we at United Canine Professionals and Merlin's Kids follow up with our people for the first couple of years. And even so, if we don't hear from somebody for a few months and we don't see something about them and see that dog is still doing what it's supposed to do, we will contact them and make sure that we either reevaluate the dog, reassess it, and we do have a conditional certification the first 6 months and then a year. So it's really important to us that when we put our patch and our name on a dog, and anybody can go buy a patch online and anybody can, you know, get something together and make it look legitimate, you have to look at the people. check their background, make sure they're legitimate, make sure they haven't been in prison, make sure they're not, you know, pedophiles, make sure they're not, you know, abusive to women. I mean, you wouldn't believe some of the things that are out there. And you want to just make sure that you're, you know, buyer beware. If you're going to be doing something, don't be so desperate to get a service dog that you wind up not caring and you just say, okay, I'm getting a service dog. Anybody can stick a patch on a dog, but keeping a dog for a couple of weeks and claiming that it's a highly trained service dog when you're just pulling it out of the shelter and basically praying that it's going to be okay is not really viable. And you know, especially ask people, how many years have you been doing this? Oh, you just started this year? Really? Well, how many dogs have you placed? What's your success rate? What do you do for follow-up? And try to get to somebody who isn't looking to make themselves look bigger and better, because there are a lot of glory hounds in this business. Try to find someone who's down to earth, who's got a long history. You can Google people. Look up, after you do criminal background checks, which I would do on, I do on everybody. I just have a service that does that for me, and I give them a name, and it runs all everything on that, so I know even the people who receive dogs. If we're going to give a dog to somebody, I want to make sure that it's a person who's a good person and who doesn't have a big, long, crazy background and, you know, was in prison and all whatever else crazy things could be. But you want to really make sure that no matter what you do, that, you know, you investigate people. Go look up to see how long ago, when was the first media article? Was it a big national media, like a big, you know, Channel 7 or ABC or, you know, NBC or something? Or was it some little local newspaper or some local group that, you know, wrote a little post on a blog or something? So really investigate and make sure you're, you know, buyer beware, you know, caveat emptor. We will be right back in a moment with more of our show.
Share the incredible process of shelter dogs whose lives are saved and are saving the lives of special needs children.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all 4 paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
Learn how to teach your dog how to be a service dog.
And welcome back to From Shelter Dog to Service Dog with Janice Wolf. And we definitely want to talk now about how to train your dog and how to know if your dog is suitable. What kind of temperament should your dog have if you want to train this dog to be around different kinds of people with different kinds of health and possibly mental issues? Now, where does this become important? Well, think about for a minute, your dog gets used to whatever he sees, whatever he is near. When you take a dog sometimes, especially a dog from a shelter or from a rescue, you don't have a long history. So a dog that we get in at Merlin's Kids or United Canine Professionals, before it goes to one of our farms in New Jersey or New York or Missouri or Texas or North Carolina or any of the other places, and hopefully Mexico very soon, before these dogs go anywhere and leave our facilities, they have to have a minimum of about 4 months. Now, why do we say 4 months? 4 months is not just a magical number that I pulled out of my hat this morning. 4 months, because 2 months is how long it will take for a dog to get through what we call its honeymoon period. That means that every dog, whether it's a puppy or it's an older dog, no matter if you raised it or somebody else raised it or it was found on the streets or whatever situation it came from, if that dog goes to a new location or a new family, regardless of the age of the dog, it is about a two-month honeymoon period. That means for 2 months, the dog is on best behavior. Kind of like if you were dating somebody new, you would be on your best behavior. You wouldn't maybe, you know, you wouldn't order the most expensive thing on the meal, on the menu. You might dress a little nicer. You might not eat with your fingers. You might change the way you were doing things because you wanted to make a good impression. Well, dogs maybe don't think quite that much in detail, but they really do think about what makes sense and, hey, this person isn't in charge. This person is. This person, you know, is a pushover and this person isn't. And it takes about that two-month period. Now, does that mean that's always with every dog? No, just today I got a call from a lovely lady who rescued a dog from California, and unfortunately, the dog within about 2 days has already had some really serious behavioral issues and aggression. Fortunately, it's a small dog, and I'm going to be going over there in the next couple of days, fixing that dog, rehabilitating the dog, and obviously the owner did not have anything directly to do with this dog because the dog is already about 4 years old. It obviously has its behaviors from where it was before. The problem is that regardless of where the behavioral issues came from, it takes 2 months. So if a dog is already exhibiting issues before that two-month period, it means that those behavioral issues were either longer lasting or more severe in nature. What that means is, yes, we can still rehabilitate the dog, and yes, you call us at 855-4-CANINE-PROS, because we will help you. And just also for everybody, even if you're part of a rescue or shelter, anybody who calls the 855, the number 4, K, the number 9, PROS, 855-4-CANINE-PROS, is entitled to having a free behavioral consultation by phone, regardless of where you are in the country or in the world, and we will help you by phone. That is what we do for all the shelter and rescue dogs, and especially when you just get a new puppy or you get a new dog and you're having behavioral issues, don't waste money on an obedience trainer for a behavioral issue. Obedience is fun, and I've got a number of wonderful, wonderful obedience trainers who refer to me. Even I have several people local from a group in Australia who is a dog, supposedly dog behavior company, and there's two of them in the New Jersey area who both refer dogs for service dog training and for behavioral issues to me. And that's a very high compliment because they're not supposed to do that. They're supposed to try to keep it within their company. The problem is that their company isn't adequately addressing the issues of behavioral issues, and it's really a little bit barbaric personally, but okay, and I appreciate that they do that. There are also some wonderful, wonderful obedience dogs and obedience training out there. If you have a dog that does not have behavioral issues and he's just a good dog, if you have your old, you know, standard old great lab or great golden or, you know, a really nice shepherd or really awesome dog that's just really well behaved, those are the dogs who can really excel at different sports. They can excel sometimes at agility, like my Ridgebacks are really awesome at agility. Border Collies are off the wall for agility and those kind of things. The Ridgebacks and other hounds, we do lure coursing, which is kind of like a greyhound racing, but there's no betting, and it's all outside, and the dogs just love it, and that's why we do it. And then, of course, there's rally obedience. There are different levels. There are rally excellence and all kinds of titles. Matter of fact, Wyatt's brother, Dillinger, with Melissa and Noel Hirsch, who are wonderful Dillinger is either number one or two Ridgeback in the country right now. He's just amazing. And the amount of time that Noel has put in and Melissa have put in is really incredible. I don't have that kind of time. I really just am so grateful to them for having this wonderful dog. It's Wyatt's brother, full brother, same litter. Willow is the mother, and Avondale, my good friend Conchetta's boy, is their father. And also the same parents as Whispity Bunny Dog and all the my grand champion Sedona and all the other ones and Prince and all of them. So, you know, it's a great thing, and it's fun when you have a dog who's well-behaved and who doesn't have behavioral issues. So you got to contact us because we can help you with those behavioral issues. And then if you know someone or if you need someone who is a great obedience trainer or agility training or whatever other kind of training you're looking for, once your dog is a great balanced, a nice, just calm, confident, great dog, then you can do whatever you want. One of the things I love most about my dogs and about many of my clients is, like, I have a lot of dogs, and everyone knows that, and I have a lot because they're all these grand champion show dogs, and they're out there, and they're just social, and they get along, and they work with kids, and they work with other dogs. Poor little Savannah, I'm going to be posting. She was working with a little Shih Tzu, 20-some-odd-pound Shih Tzu today, and she and Lexi. And they were working with this dog. This dog was trying to kill them. She wanted to eat my dogs and kill them. But after only a few minutes, and I'll post the pictures, they were all walking nicely and calmly together with the owner, who's a beautiful, beautiful young lady named Annie. And she got it. Her husband got it. It was awesome. So if you have a dog with behavioral issues, unfortunately, it limits you. And it's heartbreaking for me, because I literally every day go into my house or on my farm and I take two or three dogs, and it doesn't matter if it's two unaltered boys, two unaltered girls, an unaltered boy and an unaltered girl, a rescue dog with a whatever. But I can take two or three dogs, mix and match, whoever I feel like taking that day to work with those client dogs, and I can take those dogs, throw them into the back of my very well-appointed luxury SUV for my dog with their nice, comfy, therapeutic foam and beautiful interior, and they will just hang out. We work with other people's dogs, and I love that. I love that. It's what gives me joy in life. The problem is that most of our clients, before we come and meet them and we work with them and their dogs, most of my clients and those of my team members, unfortunately, they can't even take their dog out for a hamburger on the avenue. They can't go out with their dogs because some of their dogs are just that bad. So I'm going to give you some nice tips in the last segment on how to make your dog into the best dog in the world. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Share the amazing stories of shelter dogs whose lives are changed by changing others.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Share the amazing stories of shelter dogs whose lives are changed by changing others.
And welcome back to From Shelter Dog to Service Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, in our final segment today, as promised, we are going to be talking about different training techniques. We went into a little bit about obedience, and obedience is really a fun thing. I mean, I've got a couple rally titles. I have no idea how to do it, but I know they have directions. My dogs follow me. They sit when they're, you know, stopped for a couple seconds. They lie down when they're stopped for more than a couple seconds. And they just kind of do it on their own. But I really give a lot of credit to obedience trainers and competitors because it's just a massive amount of work. And one thing, you never see an obedience trainer with like 10 different dogs entered in different events. I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but I've never seen it. And I think that's because people, it's just very labor intensive. And a lot of people, and especially if you only have one or two dogs, it's a great thing. It can, for a good dog without behavioral issues, it can create a nice bond between the person and the dog, as a lot of the sports, especially agility, does. Because you're, and I've done agility, and I love agility, and my Willow was probably the best ridgeback in agility that certainly that everybody who'd ever seen her had said they've never seen one like her. But it was really fun because it's enjoyable. You kick back, you enjoy yourself. Well, what we do at United Canine Professionals is we work with hundreds and thousands of dogs. So if we're working just with so many dogs all around the country, and if there is a dog that has a behavioral issue, we rehabilitate that. Well, by rehabilitating the behavioral issue, the dog now doesn't have to be in charge. So, because he's not in charge anymore, then we're able to be in charge. And that's where the difference is, where when we're able to be in charge, the dog then learns that he's not in charge. And if he's not in charge and we are in charge, that's a beautiful thing. That's when dogs are the best dogs in the world. That's when you can go and train them in cancer detection, train them in scent work. You can train these dogs to do almost anything. And you can take your dog to school and volunteer once your dog is a certified therapy dog. And there are so many different organizations that do it. There are some better than others. There are some who all you have to do is pay them money. Even some of the larger ones, unfortunately, if it's who you know sometimes, not what you know. So there are a lot, you know, it's a buyer beware, of course, but hook up with a good organization. There are some wonderful agencies around the country who do therapy dogs, and that's a specific training. One of the most important things if you're looking to do a therapy dog is to have a good, calm, stable dog. You can have a dog who's friendly and licking and all over the place. It's not always going to make a good therapy dog because a therapy dog has to be calm. You don't want a therapy dog coming in and crawling up on a 92-year-old Alzheimer's patient and clawing them all over and licking them and knocking them all over the place. It can be a friendly dog, but it's not a matter of just being friendly. It's a matter of being calm, of being confident, and a very easygoing temperament. So if you have a dog that has that kind of basic background, that would be a good dog for anything. You can do obedience. You could do if the dog isn't fat. From obedience, you know, treats, giving him too many treats. He could do agility. He can do all kinds of things. And that's the kind of dogs that everybody wants. I have 20-some-odd of those exact dogs. And that's what makes it beautiful, being able to take that special dog or three special dogs every day and taking them all over and having dogs that my service dogs, and I have three different dogs I use because I travel so much, and I try to give them a little bit of a break. But I have three dogs who can not only help me with my medical issues, but can also find cancers, so they're dually trained. Now, is that common? No, it's not. But it's something that you can train your dog to do. Now, if you want a therapy dog, you can do almost any kind of dog can be a therapy dog. We go much more on temperament for therapy dog than breed. I don't care if it's the biggest dog or the smallest dog. I typically don't use dogs that are on the, you know, the evil banned breed list, just because insurance regulations sometimes. But there can be almost any breed of dog or any mixture of dogs that can be great at being a therapy dog. Service dog training, if you want to train your dog to be a service dog, you have to have some sort of medical issue or serious physical issue that you can get a doctor's note, and we require two doctors because somebody's married to one or their boyfriend's a doctor. So two doctors putting their credentials on the line, we approve of that. And again, there are different types of dogs. Now, for a service dog, the thing is you don't want a dog who's overly friendly, because you want that dog to pay attention to the person for whom the dog is trained and intended, like a seeing eye dog, like a hearing dog, like an autism service dog, like a diabetic alert dog or a seizure alert dog. And those are the kind of dogs we train to be focused on only one person. And that's why when you see people walking with a service dog, it is best not to pet and not to interrupt the people unless they look like they're at a good stopping point. And you can always ask someone, you know, hey, would you mind if, you know, I pet your dog? And they can say yes or no. But obviously, if you see someone working or you see a child in tow with a, you know, attached to a 90-pound service dog, and you see that there's very legitimate and there's a vest and there's all the appropriate colors, there's all the appropriate equipment, and it's a certified service dog, don't bother the people when they're walking around. But if they're sitting there hanging out, lunging around, and just lounging and relaxing, and you happen to be sitting next to them, you can talk to the people. You don't have to talk to the dog. You can talk to the human. Novel idea. Just talk to the human and see what happens. And if they don't want to discuss anything and they tell you to mind your own business, then you mind your own business. But typically people will be very nice about that. And actually one of my book series talks about Wyatt, and it's called My Name is Wyatt, and it's going to have all the accompanying really cool stuff, the Wyatt gear that you can buy. And it'll even have a really cool fire truck. That's one of the limited editions we're going to have. So there's like all kinds of really cool stuff. Well, when you want to know what to say or what not to say to someone with a disability or with a service dog, these books are going to teach your kids and they're going to teach you how to react and act with normal people who happen to have a disability. It's not that you can't talk to the person and you have to ignore or shun the person. It's just you don't want to get in the way, much as if you're a child and your parents are having a discussion about finances. You should walk away or just wait until they're finished and at a good stopping point. You're not going to interrupt your parents because you're going to get scolded. Don't you see that we're talking? So if the dog and the human are communicating and they seem to be, or the other people seem to be busy, then you don't need to get involved. Now, how do you train a service dog? It's a very long process, and it's not something that should be entered into lightly, but you do have to have some kind of a disability. What we do is we train service dogs in schools. So they are trained, our service dogs from Merlin's Kids, merlinskids.org, are actually trained on multiple children, and we take these dogs and we train them specifically for the needs of each individual student within each individual school. Nobody else does that. And it's very time-consuming, but it's so worth it because we're changing the face of education, and we're helping kids who are school-phobic or bus-phobic or, you know, just having meltdowns left and right, and we're changing these kids. So if you want to join our amazing team, and we are growing every day, leaps and bounds, please contact us at unitedk9professionals.com, merlinskids.org, or you can contact us either at 855-HI-WYATT, 855-HI-WYATT, or 855, the number 4, the letter K, the number 9, PROS, 855-4-K9-PROS. Well, that's it for today. I can't believe we just blasted through yet another show, but I'm so glad that I got my voice back, and I am raring to go, and we're looking for people all over the world who want to help us by learning how to properly train and utilize cancer detection dogs, service dogs, and rehabilitate with as a career dogs with behavioral issues so that we can all together save the more than 4 million dogs dying every year in shelters around our country. Well, that's it for today. Please stay up and aware and stay tuned. And next week on Tuesday night, we'll see you again. And definitely see our show or listen to our show on Friday night, the same wonderful channel. God bless, and everybody have a wonderful, wonderful, healthy week.
Share the incredible process of shelter dogs whose lives are saved and are saving the lives of special needs children.